Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus,
Hear my prayer, O Lord Yah, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline me to give. Give your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth. A hearth is like a floor of a fireplace. My heart is stricken. Stricken means to be seriously affected or have a disease or unpleasant feeling, and withered like grass, so that I forgot to eat my bread because of the sound of my groaning. My bones cling to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness, and a pelican is a bird with a pouch in its throat. It's one that swoops up fish from the pond, the sea, or the ocean. I am a desert. I lie awake and am like a sparrow alone on the housetop. My enemies reproach, and of course reproach means disapprove, me all day long. As those who deride me, deride means to make fun of me, ridicule me, swear an oath against me, for I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of your indignation and wrath. Indignation means displeasure, anger. Wrath also means rage and anger. For you have lifted me up and cast me away. Cast means to toss or throw. My days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord Yah, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Amen to that. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of Yah the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For Yah the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute. Yes, destitute means penniless or poor, and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise Yah the Lord. Ooh, a people yet to be created. That brings a lot of different thoughts to my mind. I won't say. I must be about reading this book that says the Lord God. For he looked down from the heights of his sanctuary. From heaven, Yah the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groanings of the prisoners, to loose the appointed to death. That's two. Let me go back up to verse 20. To hear the groaning of the prisoners, that's one. To loose those appointed to death, that's two. Three. To declare the name of Yah, the Lord in Zion, and for, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve Yah, the Lord, he weakens my strength in the way. He shortens my days. I said, oh, my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. You have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, all of them will grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. I have read in its entirety Psalms 102, the Yah the Lord's eternal love, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaints before Yah the Lord. See, let's have a word of prayer before we continue reading from the Bible. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, humble our mind and our body to you in prayer with thanksgiving for all that you've done for us. We come to you in prayer, thanking you for restoring us. We have thanksgiving for you loving us. Our praise is to thank you, Yah, our Father, for your love and mercy towards us. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep come praising, thanking you for sane, sound mind, excellent health, for love, family, friends, courage, boldness, for your awakening our minds from this deep sleep of lies that have been told in the earth about who you are. We thank you for giving us courage and strength to obey your laws in the Old Testament Bible. We thank you for prosperity in all things. We say this prayer in your son's name, Yah, also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, and evening starts around 5 o'clock, and ending Saturday evening. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. Yes, there are different versions of Bibles. Even the King James Version, the New King James Version. I have two other King James Versions of the Bible, and words are sometimes different from the one that I read it from. I read from the New King James Version. I'd like for you to have your three P's handy. That's your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to note something or write something down that I say that you might want to check out later. I want you sheep, and you should know better, you should know that Good Friday and Easter are not feast days of Yah, our Lord. Do not participate in those days. And they are coming up, I think, this Friday. And, of course, you know, Easter is a pagan celebration. And that is an abomination of desolation. Easter is a man-made law as well as Good Friday. Now, sheep, I want you to follow me to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9. We're going to start reading at verse 19. It says, yet in your manifold means many or numerous mercies, you did not forsake. Forsake means to abandon them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. That reminds me of Proverbs verse 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord God with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, and he shall direct your path. Verse 20. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Now that takes me back to Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 15, where it reads, you gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought them water out of the rocks for their thirst. Let's pick up reading at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 21. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. So the Israelites walked around in the wilderness for 40 years. He sustained. What does sustained mean? You're right. It means to keep or to maintain so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out and their feet did not swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations and divided them into districts. So what are districts? You're right. They are neighborhoods, areas, or sections or sectors, so that they took possession of the land of Sihon, the land of the kings of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven. That's true. We black folk across the world are many. And brought them into the land which you had told their fathers in and possessed. So the people went in and possessed the land. You subdued. Subdued means to conquer or defeat before them the inhabitants. Inhabitants are people of that land. The Canaanites, and gave them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And when I see the word would, I say, do with them as they please. And they took strong cities and a rich land and possessed houses full of all goods. Cisterns are wells already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and grew fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient. So what does disobedient mean, sheep? Oh, you sheep are so smart. You know what they say about us sheep? We're easily influenced or led, or dumb. Dumb means to be dumb. We are humble and submissive. So disobedience means to refuse to obey, and rebelled against you. Rebelled means to revolt, as we did here in Detroit, Michigan in 1967. But most people call that a rebellion or a riot. So we resisted your rule, your law. Rebelled against you. Cast means to throw or toss your lives, your laws behind their back. Satan is trying to put words in my mouth. I rebuke you, Satan. Stump you. I cannot. I dislike you, Satan. I really do. And kill your prophets and testified against them who turned to turn them to yourself. Let me read that again. Let me read verse 26 again. And we are in Nehemiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, they were disobedient. Disobedient means refuse to obey. And rebelled against you. Cast your law behind their backs. And killed your prophets. And testified, who testified against them, to turn them to yourself. And they worked provocations. Provocation is blasphemy. You deliberately did things and said things to make Yah, our Lord God, angry. We're in verse 27 of Nehemiah chapter 9. Therefore, you delivered them into the hand of their enemies who oppressed them. And we black folk know what oppression is. That's harsh treatment. And that happens to us today in the United States of America. I cannot talk about other countries. I live here in the United States of America. And in the time of their troubles, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven. And according to your abundant mercies, you gave them deliverers who saved them from the hand of their enemies. Thank you, Heavenly Father God. But after they had rest, they again did evil before you. Therefore, you left them in the hand of their enemies so that they had dominion. Dominion means rule over them. Yet, when they returned and cried out to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies and testified against them. What does testify mean? Testify. Somebody is to speak against. Yeah, that's testify means that you oppose, you disagree with whatever they were saying and doing. And in verse 29, and testified against them that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments. Heed means pay attention. But sinned against, that is opposed to or disagreed with your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and did not hear. Yet for many years you had patience with them and testified against them by your spirit and your prophets. Yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the land. Nevertheless, in your great mercies, you did not utterly consume. Consume means to put an end to them, nor forsake them. Forsake means to abandon them. For you are God, gracious. Gracious means polite and kind and merciful. Merciful means loving. When verse 32, Nehemiah chapter 9. Now, therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, the awesome God, who keeps covenants, and covenants are agreements, and mercy, and that's his love for us, do not let all the troubles seem small before you on us, our kings and our princes, our priests and our prophets, our fathers, and on all your people from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly. And wickedly is evil, wrongdoing, sinful things. Neither our kings nor our prince, our priests nor our fathers have kept your law, nor heeded. Again, heeded means to pay attention to your commandments and your testimonies. Testimonies are sworn statements with which you testified as an evidence of court of law against them, for they have not served you in their kingdom, nor in many good things that you have given them, or in the large and rich land which you set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. Here, we are servants. Another word for servants means slave. Today, here we are servants today and the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its good things. Here we are servants in it, and it yields much increase to the king. You have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion. Again, dominion means rule over our bodies and our cattle at their pleasure. We are in great distress. Distress means suffering, pain, anxiety. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our leaders and our Levites and our priests seal it. We have finished reading Nehemiah chapter 9. Amen to that. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from that evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We say this prayer in Yah's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want you to get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com. And I would appreciate it if you would go to Amazon.com and get my two books, The Passing, that's by Sondra Harris, SondraHarris, and The Broken Plan. Get both those books so that I may be able to purchase a visual aid, a computer. Thank you. God loves you, and I love you too. See you next time. I'll talk to you next time. Amen.